Governor Peter Shumlin says he will strongly oppose any effort by the legislature to expand the scope of the state sales tax. The Senate Finance Committee is considering a proposal to include professional services under the sales tax. As VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, the plan would also reduce the sales tax rate.
Senate Finance Chairman Tim Ash wants lawmakers to consider making a major change in the Vermont sales tax. Ash is concerned that revenues from the sales tax are stagnant because Vermont's economy is shifting from a consumption-based model to a service-based system. Ash wants to expand the base of the sales tax to include many professional services. If this is done, he says it will also be possible to reduce the current 6% rate.
It's an important policy choice of whether we want to continue to rely on a sales tax to fund a good portion of general fund operations with a base that isn't going anywhere.
Governor Peter Shumlin doesn't like the plan at all. He says changes to the Vermont sales tax almost always benefit businesses in New Hampshire.
And every time we do, it's a huge gift to the state of New Hampshire. I've got nothing against New Hampshire, but I don't particularly want to drive their economic development. We've watched our retail cross over the river to New Hampshire, and they're booming on the other side of the river now. And it's really hurting our downtowns in Vermont on the eastern side.
And Shumlin is convinced that the proposal will lead to higher spending by state government.
My fear of that proposal is that, first of all, they'll expand it. And then the next time they need revenue, they'll say, oh, well, look, it's only at 3.5% now, but we could raise it to 4.5% and solve all these problems, and then 5.5%, and then you'll be back at 6%. So I'm not enthusiastic about it.
The Senate Finance Committee is hoping to have a draft plan ready before the legislature adjourns next month. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.